I don't know, mine is batshit crazy.
Listeners, a warning. Some stories and lyrics on Jailbreak may offend and may be unsuitable for younger audiences. If some things upset you, make sure you talk to someone about it. Jailbreak on International Women's Day. Hope you tune in and enjoy. Hey you, yes you, Jailbreak's coming right to your cell with me, April, and Paris. Happy International Women's Day.
Welcome, great to have your company. International Women's Day coming right to your cell on Jailbreak.
I hope your time is going great.
Jailbreak's keeping you company wherever you are in the system.
On to SER 107.3 FM. I'm April and I'm a Gamilaroi woman from Walgett. Mum's Gamilaroi and my dad's side, he's Bundjalung from Lismore. My mum's side, I'm a Sangoena. And on my father's side, I'm a turtle. Today I'm here with my partner Paris, talking about the issues of Women's Day. I've met Paris about 3 years ago. I instantly fell in love with her. Today we're together. On the outside here, I'm living a normal life with Paris.
Hi, I'm Paris. I'm a Wiradjuri woman. The best thing about April is she's got a very bubbly personality and she's very caring. Women in custody, they are good people. We don't need to forget about them and there is hope out there. The best thing to do is think and support the women that are inside. They are going through a tough time, you know. They can't see their family. It's the hardest time for them and everyone goes through a hard time.
International Women's Day is to empower them, to let them know that they ain't alone. The world needs to start recognising it's not a great place and an ordeal. They do need recognition with what's going on behind them walls, because it's not a really nice place to be in for any woman to go through that journey in life. They need the support and they need the hands to be reached out to them. I'm here on the radio for International Women's Day because I want to send a message out there to you guys to let yous know that yous are not alone. I want to tell the outside world to please don't forget them. Some people might think they deserve to be behind their walls because of their drug addiction, their crime, but really deep down inside, you need to realise, why are they there? What brought them there? This is why we need to recognise that this is what's really going on behind these walls, behind those big gates.
Coming on the radio on International Women's Day is really important to me. For the girls incarcerated inside, they're not forgotten about. There is help out there, you know. International Women's Day is there to support women, empower women, to know that they're not alone. Yeah, there's other people out there going through the same things that they are. There's a lot of support, so it's just a day to lean on each other. Yeah, just be there for each other mainly. All women in the world, they're not alone. Yeah, it might be domestic violence, it could be just you're lonely, homeless, anything. There are other people out there going through the same things you are. Don't feel alone. I'm here today talking to you on International Women's Day because I don't want other people to feel alone in their journey. There is help out there, there's support, just don't hold it in. I'm Paris, this is April, and we're your hosts
on 2SER
on Jailbreak for International Women's Day today.
The reason why I'm with Paris is because I feel like there's more to life meeting her from my past experience relationships. the best thing about Paris is she keeps my confidence up. I've put myself into rehab because she was always constantly suggesting me to get myself into rehab. I did have a problem there with an addiction. I swapped it over for smoking a bit of pot here and there, but my head wasn't clear. But now I've been in recovery. Everything's much more clearer to me. I'm taking it day by day, little baby steps. I'm finally getting there. I won't take that step back because it will feel like I've taken 1,000 steps back. The best thing about recovery is you can grab a hold of everything that's been chucked at you. You're supported by anyone. If you open yourself up, it's all out there for us women. You just need to get up and go there. I've came in myself, spoken to a wonderful worker named Claire. She's practically been beside me the whole way. She's helped me with getting into rehab, courts, appointments, even down to doctor's appointments, drug and alcohol appointments. They help you with everything, even housing, application forms. If you don't have a good education, they're there 100% for you. They do all that for you. They will help.
Like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion.
This is Jailbreak on 2SER 107.3 FM. I'm your host, April. I hope you tune in and enjoy. On International Women's Day, requesting a song by Rachel Platten, Fight Song. I'm trying to fight what I'm going through at the moment with addiction to live that normal life again. The fight song takes me to the newer me that I've been wanting for so long. On the road to recovery, and I'm clean. I'm not worrying about getting up every day, running around looking for money to buy the drugs. I'm thinking heaps about my son, my family, determining me to not take them steps back. It's going to be 1,000 or 100 steps. And then I'm starting all over again. So, Fight Song by Rachel Platten. This is Jailbreak, and I hope you love it because it will be deadly. On International Women's Day.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion. Like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say, wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream loud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. My power's turned up. Starting right now, I'll be strong. I'll play my fight song.
And I'm chasing sleep. Everybody's worried about me. In too deep. Say I'm in too deep. And it's been 2 years. I miss my home. But there's a fire burning in my bones. I still believe. Yeah, I still believe.
into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. This is my fight song. Take back my life.
International Women's Day is coming right to your cell on Jailbreak.
Fight song by Rachel Platten. This is Jailbreak on 2SER 107.3 FM on International Women's Day. Hey you, yes you, Jailbreak's coming right to your cell with me, April, and Paris. I need to tell all the women out there not to forget them.
Locked up or doing it tough, just keep your heads up. Chin up, chest out, and carry on.
Girls, we run this mother. Yeah.
I struggled with my addiction because the loss of family, watching family practically pass on, was really a main downfall. Losing my father, and then not long after, I end up losing my grandmother, the woman that gathered the family together. I didn't know how to deal with that emotion, grief. So I covered all that up with using drugs, turned into an addiction that I knew I couldn't control. When I was out of control, my life hit rock bottom. I didn't know that I was there until I actually hit rock bottom. Stealing for my money for my addiction, got locked up in prison. I ended up finding it so hard being behind those walls where reality ended up hitting home for me, because being behind those walls, you truly find who's really there. Really, you don't really have that much friends. Being on the drugs, having associates, wasn't really friends. At the end of the day, I ended up only just having family there. So the only thing that's kept me sober all this time is having the support from family, my childhood friends. I needed someone beside my side because I couldn't do it alone through an addiction. I don't think any of us that's been through that rocky patch in our life would be able to stand alone without that network of support. I say an army of support, because the more you have an army of support, it makes it stronger. It makes you realise that there is support there. For so many years, I thought no one didn't want anything to do with people that have been in and out of juvie, in and out of jail, in and out of addiction, in and out of rehab. So that circle, I just got myself stuck in, and two, I had to get up and do something about it. Being in addiction was like hell, basically. Once I've realised that I did have that army of support, things started moving for me.
I'll sit here and then I'll grab it for you.
I am in a rehab now, taking it day by day. Things have changed rapidly. I've finally realised that's exactly what I needed. Because for many of years, being addicted to a drug, you say to yourself, no one's never there. You drum that into your head. No one's never to help. That's what we tell ourselves. Till we actually get up on our feet and go and look for that help, you will only realise then that there actually is help out there for us. The things that started to change for me were I started getting my health back. I was sitting down engaging, talking with other women instead of bottling it up. I didn't realise that some other women do suffer from depression or an anxiety. Even little things like having docs be involved. I never thought that another woman would be going through that kind of, for me, it was like hell. So I didn't think that'd be similar to where I was in that situation. hearing other people's stories really gave me confidence in myself, realised that I'm not the only one that does suffer from these thoughts. I'm not the only one that sit there and sometimes blame yourself for being in that situation. Until you really get out and reach for help with a much clearer mind, because now I've got a clearer mindset to everything without the drugs being involved. Girls, we run this mother. Yeah. Jailbreak's coming right to your cell with me, April, and Paris. Happy International Women's Day.
More music after this.
Don't go away.
They told me a bit about Hep C, and now I'm gonna tell the whole community. Here's our rap about Hep C. Listen up and you will see. Say no to backyard tattoos, otherwise Hep C will get used. You don't wanna end up in hospital. Do the right thing, go to a professional. They told me a bit about Hep C, and now I'm gonna tell the whole community. Cut down on your drinking. You really gotta stop and start thinking about all the Hep C's you'll be getting. Get a checkup or you'll be sweating. They told me a bit about Hep C, and now I'm gonna tell the whole community. Have respect.
Guess what, cuz? I just got my Hep C treatment last week. Cuz, there's new treatments anyways, cuz. No needles, no sickness. You just swallow a pill a day, and it's that easy. Never felt better in my life.
Serious?
Yeah, cuz, there's new treatments out there. You swallow a pill for 3 months, cuz, you got a good chance for a cure, cuz.
Too easy. You're looking deadly, bro.
Yeah, my missus is stoked too, cuz. Won't be passing it on to no one. Put in a form to the clinic today, cuz. Say you want a blood test. It's that easy. Girls, we run
this mother. Yeah. This is Jailbreak on International Women's Day. Hope you tune in and enjoy. Hey you, yes you, Jailbreak's coming right to your cell with me, April, and Paris. Happy International Women's Day. I've realised that there are other women walked that mile in them shoes. I knew I wasn't alone. I thought that I was the only person that suffered from them thoughts, them negative thoughts. When I found out other women's stories about the same similar situation that I was in, I felt less depressed, less lonely. I could see these women have been in the same situation as me. Deep down inside, I just thought if another woman has been going through the same situation as me, I could make myself strong, then I can keep it going, give that advice, because I've walked in them shoes. So I feel obligated to let them know that you're not alone. I've been there. I can only speak from past experience. The loneliness, the depression, the anxiety, all of it.
Hope your time's going okay. Hi, I'm Paris, thinking of you wherever you are.
I'm April, and I'm a Gamilaroi woman from Walgett.
International Women's Day is coming right to your cell on Jailbreak. Tracy Chapman, give me one good reason. Oh, my reason to change is to live a healthy lifestyle, to give people support that are going through the same things that I've been through. Yeah, to show my family that I can do it. A healthy lifestyle for me is drug-free, have a good job, eat healthy, thinking straight, yeah, my mind clear, yeah, and having a good relationship with my inner self. And I'll turn right back around. Said I don't want to leave you lonely. You gotta make me change my mind. Baby, I got your number. Oh, and I know that you got mine. You know that I called you. I called too many times. You can call me, baby. You can call me anytime. You got to call me. Give me one reason to steer, and I'll turn right back around. You can see the timing. Give me one reason to steer, and I'll turn right back around.
want someone to hold me. Oh, and rock me through the
Tracy Chapman, give me
on
one good reason.
To SER
International Women's Day coming right to your show on Jailbreak.
FM. With me, April, and Paris. Happy International Women's Day.
Where I am in my life at the moment is I've just completed a residential rehab, William Booth, at Surrey Hills, about 6 months ago. I got bailed there from custody. It was a bit difficult at first that I asked for help, so, you know, they were willing to help me. Yeah, there's a lot of support there. It's ran through Salvation Army. I completed that. I'm going really good at the moment. I've got a lot of support from my family, a lot of support from my partner, April. Going to rehab from jail was really hard, getting back into normal life. Yeah, I done it, and I didn't even think about leaving, you know. I want to change, so, yeah. When I realised I wanted to change was when I hit rock bottom, really bad. Waking up in custody, not knowing how I got there, speaking to my family and knowing that they don't want me to go through that sort of thing. Yeah, hitting rock bottom was the turnaround for me. And the reason I ended up in jail, I was stealing to get money and to get drugs. You know, it was all because of my drug addiction is the reason I ended up going to jail. And I don't want to follow the same footsteps as my dad. My dad was in jail all his life. Well, I was following his footsteps, which he wouldn't want me to do. It's been very hard for me since I was 18. I don't know, I sort of stood up and asked for help. I could still be going in and out of jail right now. I'm feeling good today. When I was in jail, I was all depressed, thinking of what's going on the outside. At the end of the day, we've all got a release date. That's what I kept in my head. The reason I used drugs was because, I started when I was 15, probably more social. But when I hit 18, when my dad passed away, I started using drugs a lot more heavier. Anything just to block it out. The grief that I was going through about losing my dad, you know. He was in jail all his life, but he was still there for me, you know. I had the best childhood growing up. I just didn't follow the right path. Now I'm trying. Now I've got getting myself into a course. The mate's on the move. I start on the 20th of March, and, yeah, I'm just looking forward, never looking back. Okay. International Women's Day is there to support women, empower women, to know that they're not alone. Yeah, there's other people out there going through the same things that they are. There's a lot of support, so it's just a day to lean on each other. You just be there for each other mainly.
This is Jailbreak on 2SER 107.3 FM on International Women's Day. I just want to send a message out for all the girls that do know me in there. Much love and respect. Safe journey. Just keep your head up. Keep that positive thinking going, because we can't keep on having those negative thoughts. The support's there. You just need to get up and walk out that door and reach out for it. Girls, we
run this mother. Yeah. I'm Paris. This is April, and we're your hosts on Jailbreak for International Women's Day today.
My hope for the future is live a normal life, have my own home, a job to tell my story, because I can only speak from past experience, engage myself with the community. If there's another woman out there struggling with an addiction, the thoughts of being alone, I just want you to know that you ain't alone. Just reach out and ask for that help.
I'm here today talking to you on International Women's Day because I don't want other people to feel alone in their journey. There is help out there, there's support, just don't hold it in. Coming on the radio on International Women's Day is really important to me for the girls incarcerated inside. They're not forgotten about. There is help out there, you know.
To not forget about these girls, these women behind those doors, recognising that they're there, that they do need help. International Women's Day is to empower them, to let them know that they ain't alone. They need the support and they need the hands to be reached out to them. And there's plenty of other organisations out there for women that go 100 miles for you. Connections, there's so many organisations. You just need to look them up, see the support they do have. It might just be with docs, it might just be with addiction, it might just even be with going a simple little thing like going into Centrelink. They will help you with all of that. At first, I didn't know that they had these kind of support network organisations around, but hearing it from ex-girls that have been in jail told me. One day I just got up, rung them, made an appointment, walked in, and it just went on from there. I got all the support I needed. Just remember that you're not alone. And you need to ask. You need to ask for that support. And you need to put your hand up with certain things. You just can't sit there silent, because it does bottle up. And then you will still go back into that circle, that merry-go-round, that what we call. Yeah, and the revolving door. Girls, we run this mother. Yeah. Girls, we run this mother. Girls, if you're listening to this and you are inside today, I just want to say, reach out for help. It's there. We just need to be a little bit more supportive in ourselves and be kind within ourselves. They're there 100%. They want to help you recover. They want to help you become the better person you know you can become. They want to do everything within their willpower to make you a strong woman, to stand on your own when you need to stand on your own. But just remember, you're not by yourself. You have that support around you. You just need to open your hand up and ask for that help. Jailbreak's produced by Kate Pennock at Sydney 2SER on lands of the traditional custodials of Gadigal people. Jailbreak pays respect to their elders, past and present.
Why don't you tell me what you think about Jailbreak?
Write to Jailbreak 2SER, P.O. Box 123, Broadway, New South Wales. My hope for the future is live a normal life, have my own home, a job to tell my story, because I can only speak from past experience. And why don't you tune in again on to SER 107.3.